This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Classes at Springer Memorial are suspended until Monday as a respite for staff is agreed upon following a meeting with education officials. Barbados and other CARICOM countries agree on a strategic partnership deal with Canada. The government getting auditing help from the local accounting body. A tropical storm watch remains in effect for Barbados, and the U.S. president says Egypt will open a crossing to allow aid into Gaza. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Classes at the Springer Memorial School have been suspended for the rest of the week as education officials announce what they call a respite for staff and students in the aftermath of the fallout from last week's controversial simulation. Tanisha Rockyall reports.
Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw met yesterday with the teachers at the Springer Memorial School in their staff room. According to a government news release, in attendance were Chairman of the Board of Management, Maxine Moore, the Principal, Cheryl Gill, Education Officer, Seraline Willoughby, and Senior School Attendance Officer, Sharon Weeks-Cumberbatch. Afterwards, Dr. Archer Bradshaw met with ancillary and administrative staff, spent time walking around the school grounds, and interacting with students. At the end of the near three-hour meeting with teaching staff, it was decided to grant teachers and students a break from classes today and tomorrow. It was noted that Friday was already scheduled as Teachers' Professional Day. Students and teachers are due to return to the institution on Monday, October 23rd. This also comes in the aftermath of a stickout by more than 20 teachers at the school, reportedly over the handling of the simulation matter. Tony Shirokyo, Starcom Network News.
Barbados and other CARICOM member countries have agreed to a strategic partnership deal with Canada. The agreement was announced by Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and CARICOM Chairman Roosevelt Skerrett at the start of the talks underway in Ottawa. Mr. Skerrett spoke of the great value CARICOM places on what he says is the close relationship forged over the years with Canada, which he notes is one of the longest providers of development assistance.
In this regard, we welcome the establishment of a permanent joint mechanism for collaboration through the launch of the CARICOM Canada Strategic Partnership. This intra-hemispheric partnership will allow for institutionalized and regular dialogue at various levels. It will facilitate implementation of joint action, decisions, and agreements on specific thematic priorities, including health, environment, defense, trade, development, and finance.
CARICOM Chairman Roosevelt Skerrett, Prime Minister of Dominica. The Barbados Association of Retired Persons welcomes government's decision to ease the driver's license recertification requirements for elderly as part of the amendment of the Road Traffic Act passed in the House of Assembly this week. The government adjusted the requirements of an annual medical certificate for seniors 70 years and older to renew their driver's license, revising it now to every 2 years. President of BARP, Marilyn Rice-Bowen, says it is an indication of the benefits of collaboration between non-governmental organizations.
We thank the Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners, BAMP, for their contribution to these recommendations, and we applaud the government for responding to our proposal, which was first communicated to the Ministry of Transport, Works and Water Resources in May of 2021. The amendment is also testimony to BARP's efforts to ensure that its 23,000 members, particularly its seniors, can live a life of independence and dignity, and is a welcome gift as we head into our 28th anniversary celebrations starting this Sunday.
President of BARP, Marilyn Rice-Bowen. A local accounting body has announced it will be working with the government to prepare the public sector for the next general audit. Vice President of the Institute of Chartered Accountants of Barbados, ICAB, Damien Skeet, outlined the challenges faced in this year's audit, stating that ICAB will meet with the government to see how they can better prepare the accounting departments going forward. He was speaking during ICAB's media launch for its Accountant Week events.
The Auditor General is required by law to audit the financial statements of the government of Barbados, and he has represented that he does not have adequate resources to complete that mandate. We have noted that a number of departments of government and schools that they did not produce and provide to the Barbados Audit Office financial statements and support so that the 2022 audits could be executed.
Vice President of the Institute of Chartered Accountants of Barbados, Damien Skeet. After a two-year hiatus and a hybrid format last year due to the coronavirus pandemic, the National Independence Festival of Creative Arts, NIFCA, is back with a full slate of calendar events. This year, NIFCA is celebrating its 50th anniversary. Speaking during the 50th anniversary launch of NIFCA at the Daphne Joseph Hackett Theatre, Chairman of the National Cultural Foundation, Dr. Jasmine Babb, said NIFCA had given many Barbadians a platform to develop their skills in the cultural sector.
NIFCA has indeed meant many things to many people. For some, the stage where many young and not so young people developed confidence in their own voice and their own ideas. For others, it has been their opportunity to speak the truth to power, to protest to our leaders and our institutions and communities about practices that need change. NIFCA has allowed others to solidify their determination to pursue their art form, to not just bury it away from the community or from themselves, but to press on.
Chairman of the NCF, Dr. Jasmine Babb. Meantime, a minister in the Prime Minister's office with responsibility for culture, Senator Dr. Chantelle Monroe-Knight, also stressed the importance of NIFCA. She said the event provides a space for people to express themselves.
A space where they can breathe and sit in their own expressions. And that is what NIFCA did. But NIFCA evolved. And so the themes, the early themes that we had about folk, evolved as well to complex themes that reflected what we have faced and what we are still facing. Complex themes that have to do with climate change. Complex themes that have to do with domestic violence and things that we didn't want to say out loud. The NIFCA stage provided expression for and say things that were perhaps a little bit uncomfortable. And that is perhaps the job of the arts.
Minister in the Prime Minister's office with responsibility for culture, Senator Dr. Chantelle Monroe-Knight. Minister of State in the Ministry of Foreign Trade and Business Development, Sandra Husbands, is calling for more financial support for players in the service industry in the region. Speaking at a CARICOM Ministers of Trade Roundtable virtual discussion, Ms. Husbands stressed that the sector has made significant contributions to the region's gross domestic product, but believes more resources are needed in the sector in order for it to succeed.
It is without a doubt that the services platform is one that CARICOM's economic operators can utilize to flourish and thrive if they're given the requisite support. And I want to stress this. If we are going to be serious about moving services forward, it is imperative that we put financial resources behind the differing services providers. We do a lot for financial services. We do a lot for tourism services. If we want to bolster the other services sector, then we need to give them necessary support.
Minister in the Ministry of Foreign Trade and Business Development, Sandra Husbands. A tropical storm watch remains in effect for Barbados as the center of Storm Tammy has nudged slightly northward with possible impacts Friday night into Saturday. At 5 a.m., the center of Tropical Storm Tammy was located near 13.5 degrees north, 54.8 degrees west, or approximately 275 miles east of Barbados. Meteorologist Nkosi Tate from the Barbados Meteorological Services gave details.
Maximum sustained winds remain near 40 miles per hour. Current movement is westward at 17 miles per hour, with a minimum central pressure of 1,006 millibars. Expected impacts. Marine conditions are forecast to deteriorate from Thursday night, 19th of October 2023, with moderate to rough swells of 2.5 to 3.5 meters in open water. As a result, a small craft warning and high surf advisory is in effect for Barbados. Possible impacts for Friday afternoon into Saturday morning. As a system is projected to pass north of the island, there is the possibility of occasionally gusty winds in moderate to heavy showers associated with feeder bands.
Finally, U.S. President Joe Biden says Egypt has agreed to open up the Rafah crossing to allow up to 20 trucks of aid into Gaza. Earlier, the U.S. president said Israel would not prevent the delivery of food, water, and medicine from Egypt for civilians in Gaza as long as this aid does not reach Hamas. Mr. Biden has left Israel after visiting the country in a show of support. Recapping the headlines, classes at the Springer Memorial School are suspended until Monday as a respite for staff is agreed upon following a meeting with education officials. Barbados and other CARICOM countries agree on a strategic partnership deal with Canada. Government getting auditing help from the local accounting body. A tropical storm watch remains in effect for Barbados, and U.S. President says Egypt will open a crossing to allow aid into Gaza. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. Now remember, you can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. I'm Carol Toppin.